Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney. Hey boo, hey, happy Thursday or whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, I hope this is like a quick ranty rant. I asked on threads the other day, actually, this was like a different type of rant, but I was asking on threads if people liked when coaches or service providers got on social media or whatever and like ranted about a client or ranted about like a client experience or like a common client experience that you kind of want to speak out against. Like I see people maybe like, well, I see some people that like talk about their clients or like talk about their coach or whatever. Like I see those kind of conversations. And then I see other conversations where people will like talk about a general client experience. So for example, like people like photographers will talk about, you know, the reason why my price is the price is because of the expense of all my equipment and blah, 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 right? So I see both sides of those arguments, or I see both of like those different types of conversations. And I just put out a question about like, you know, do people enjoy rants like this? You know, because personally, I don't really enjoy people like talking about their clients or talking about their coach if it's bad, right? Like if it's a negative thing, like I feel like, you know, go talk to them about it. Don't tell me. But I mean, unless you're going to call them out, right? Like unless you're going to give me the full tea, like tag the person, everything, then and I guess I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you standing on business. But otherwise, I'm like, do I really need to know this? I don't know. But you know, I get why people do it. But I also do get the idea of like ranting, because I feel like not lately, but in quite a few episodes recently, I've been doing like my shower thoughts or like ranting about different things. And so I've just been curious, like, how do people engage with like rant style content? I've been getting really good feedback, like actual DMs from people like, hey, I really enjoyed you talking about this topic or this concept or whatever. So I'm hoping that this is enjoyable and not like, dang, Kay is like really going in on something. But, you know, I'm just curious, like, I would love for your feedback too, since you are listening to me. I would love your feedback on just like, how do you feel about rant style or like stream of conscious or like Kay's shower thoughts? Like, what are we feeling? How are we thinking about this? But anyway, today's little shower thought or rant, whatever you want to call it, is you're not going to like everything about your business. Okay. You're not going to like everything, but you need to do it anyway, because we have to do the work, okay? The work is just required. As much as I would love to find a strategy and figure out a way for us to do zero work and make a ton of money, it's just not realistic, right? So there are gonna be things in your business that you may not actually enjoy or like doing, but it still needs to be done, right? And so if you don't have team, you gotta do it. If you do have team, maybe you can delegate, right? You have a little bit more flexibility, a few more options here. And so the reason why this came up, and I actually got permission to talk about this, so I am going to like kind of take some things out so that I'm not like fully sharing too much. But I was talking to one of my clients and they were talking to me about, you know, just really hating social media right now. And one thing that I really like kind of challenged her on is, do you hate social media itself or do you just not know how to properly use it? And so I think about my friend and my former client now, Andrea Singletary. Like, she is somebody who really talks a lot about talks a lot in her content about making social media optional. And I really love that language, because it's like, yes, as moms, we don't always have time to spend and dedicate to social media, but also a lot of us are just using it wrong, right? Like, you're following people who are content creators, or like their job is Instagram, like their job is Instagram strategy or blowing up on Instagram, whatever. And so as a business owner, you're following them, but it's not the right strategy for you. So when I was talking to my client, she's like, you know, I hate social media, I just want to get off here, blah, blah. I was like, well, do you actually hate social media, or just do you just not know how to use it properly for your actual business? And so the more we talked about it, we like came to the conclusion that it was literally, she just did not know how to use social media for her actual business. And so I actually put her, I actually gave her access, because I didn't put her inside the membership. She didn't need it, but I gave her access to the monthly action plan inside Shmoney. And she's been like flourishing with her content and stuff. And it's because like,
she's now using it strategically. Like, now it's not about posting every single day, but it's about like, okay, I'm just going to make these few posts right here. You know, they're intentionally crafted and they're like focused on the customer journey, and that's all. Like, I'm going to move on with my life. And I just want to encourage you, like, there are going to be things in your business you don't like doing, right? Like, I don't really enjoy the financial side, the taxes, all that kind of stuff. I really don't enjoy that. But even though I have I have a CPA. Well, I don't know. I got somebody. Even though I have people that help me with this, I still need to know about it, right? Like, I still need to know what's going on, because I'm not going to just blatantly trust somebody with the money part that I could actually go to jail for. Like, I'm not just going to blindly trust somebody with that. So I still need to know what's going on. I still need to show up to the calls and ask questions and that kind of stuff. But I don't enjoy it at all. Only thing I enjoy is her telling me, like, dang, you made more money. Thank you. Like, that's, thank you. Like, that's all I care about. But I still need to understand the other moving parts, right? I don't particularly enjoy editing, right? Like, as a photographer, I don't really enjoy editing, but it still needs to be done. And could I outsource it? And have I? Yes. But like, at the end of the day, there are going to be things about your business that you don't enjoy. You may not enjoy social media, but sometimes it's important to like shift your perspective. Like, is it that you don't enjoy the thing, or do you just not know how to do it, right? So when it comes to the finances piece, honestly, I didn't know how to do it for the longest time. And so, because I didn't know how to do it, it caused me so much stress. I would just get like caught up in the weeds. I would spend days like figuring out like, oh, how do I do a P&L? How do I do this? How do I do that? Like, it was so stressful. And then I hired somebody and she helped me, and she's made it to where like now I understand it so well. Like, now I'm like, oh, let me see your P&L. Like, you know, like I'm able to like kind of coach people through certain, I mean, I don't try to coach like on your actual like finances, but like, I will want to look at it, like to see like what's going on in your business. So I'm saying all this to say, like, a lot of times is that you don't know how to do it, or you don't know how to apply it strategically to your business. And because of that, you know, you kind of shut down. But it's important that in our business, we need to recognize that there are going to be things that you don't like doing, but that doesn't mean that you should just ditch it, right? And especially you shouldn't ditch it without replacing it with something else, right? So it's not a good idea to ditch social media, for example. It's not a good idea to ditch social media and you have no other marketing strategy in place, right? Going back to my friend and my client, Andrea, like, she doesn't tell you to just ditch social media. She has you replace it with a better or a more aligned marketing platform. It's the same thing that I have people do. Like, if you tell me you want to ditch social media, first I'm gonna say why, because like, it doesn't make sense to me. Because if you use it strategically and as a business, then you won't have any problems with it. But if somebody was just like, okay, the Lord himself told me don't do social media, then in that case, okay, cool. There's so many other strategies that we can use so that you can get off of Instagram or get off of TikTok or whatever. So first off, in order to like ditch something, you need to be replacing it either with another option or with a team, like with a team member or something, or you just need to stop whining. Like, stop complaining about it, okay? And stop consuming content of other people complaining about it. Because I feel like something that happens a lot is that because you are having an emotion, you start to see it everywhere. I can't remember what the effect is called, but it's a psychological thing where, like, you know, if you buy a black car, all of a sudden now you see more black cars, right? Like, I used to have a brown car and I saw so many brown cars. And then when I got a black car, I don't see any brown cars, and now I only see black cars. So it's a phenomenon that your brain looks for evidence to support what it is that you're saying. So if there's a part of your business that you don't like, you have to be really intentional about not consuming content of people complaining and validating your feelings. And I know that's kind of backwards, because like I've said this so much on podcasts, like, I want to validate your feelings, but there are certain feelings that we should not be validating, because it doesn't create any kind of progress. It doesn't create any kind of real change. And it doesn't really help you get to where you want to go, right? Spending so much time like sitting in the weeds and thinking like, oh my God, I hate the finances of my business. I hate, you know, trying to figure out how to do my P&Ls, and I hate figuring out my taxes. Like, spending time doing that it doesn't make me any money, right? It literally doesn't make me any money. And the same thing with like social media, right? Like, me sitting down and saying, oh my gosh, I hate Instagram, I just wanna, it doesn't make me any money, right? And it doesn't market my offers. It doesn't get more people, you know, to my podcast. Or not saying that social media does, I'm just saying like, it doesn't further anything in the company, right? And so when we focus on those negative things and those negative feelings and those negative emotions, it really doesn't help us. So one really good thing to do is to just cut out that noise, like cut out the people that are being so negative. And I know it's hard because it's so easy. I promise you, it is so easy to find people that hate the same stuff that you hate. Like, it's just, it's easy. Like, it's just really, really easy. But I want to encourage you to really like tune out that noise and then think for yourself, right? Think for yourself. How can I solve this problem? I hate the finances. What should I do? I should hire somebody else to do the finances, right? Because I'm not going to learn, right? Like, especially at the time that I was like not really feeling it, I wasn't going to learn it myself, right? There's so much to know. So I wasn't going to learn it myself. So that meant I had to hire somebody with the social media piece. It's like, okay, maybe you hate social media, but you got to learn, or you got to hire somebody, right? You can come join us inside Shmoney and we'll give you like exactly what to say. Like, I have a plug and play. Like, it's literally Mad Lib style. Like, I have fill in the blanks. You literally fill in the blank and there's your content. So you can join there, and that way you don't have to think about it. Or you can hire a social media manager, a strategist, whatever. But like, it's like, you got to problem solve, right? Everything in business you're not going to like, but as the CEO, it's all your problem. So you have to solve it, right? We got to put on our big girl panties and we just have to do the thing. It's kind of like motherhood, right? Like, you don't like everything about motherhood, right? I mean, who likes changing blowouts? Nobody. But you got to do it, right? Like, you got to do it, right? At the end of the day, you have to do it. So it's the same thing. Like, there are certain things that you're not going to like, but it needs to be done because that's the only way that you're going to make progress in your business, right? That's the only way the business is going to continue to move and go forward. So you just have to do the thing. The other thing that I want to say is that, you know, again, be on guard for people that are constantly negative about a certain thing. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times people will like trick you out of, or like talk you out of what you're called to do. So it's important that you discern for yourself and really answer that question of, do I really not like this thing, or just do I just not know how to do it? So like, for the example of the finances thing, I truly did not know how to do it. That's why I didn't like it. But now that I know a little bit more, now that I have somebody that's supporting me, I really do actually, I'm not gonna say I like it, but it's more enjoyable for me. If you're feeling burnt out with social media or whatever, and burnout is a little bit different, but like, if you're feeling some type of way about social media, is it like, you know, is social media really the problem, or do you just not know how to strategically use it? Usually it's that, right? Like, there are very few people that I have worked with or that I know who their social media strategy is solid, but they also hate it, right? Like, there's just, I don't know a ton of people that are like that. Now, I know you're probably thinking in your head, oh, I know plenty of people. Actually, you don't. You know people that were content creators or business owners that started creating a bunch of content to like keep up with what everybody said the algorithm was, but like, do they really have a strategy for themselves? No, right? So that's all I'm gonna say right there. I'm gonna just leave that at that. The last thing I wanna say though about this whole conversation is, you gotta pay your dues, okay? You gotta pay your dues in your company, in your business. You are not going to like everything, but you still need to pay your dues and do it, right? You need to do it until you can hire somebody else to do it. You need to do it until you have another viable option that is better than what you're currently doing, right? It is what it is. I know a lot of people want to shortcut and do all these things, but I'm telling you now, it does not work, right? Like, the shortcuts, the hacks, they don't work long term. They're not sustainable long term. This is why I'm really big on knowing your bare minimum strategy, right? Because when you know your bare minimum strategy, that's how you can pay your dues, right? That's how you can consistently do the hard stuff, or the stuff that sucks, or the stuff that you don't really enjoy. It's how you can create a level of consistency that you can keep up with and that doesn't stress you out, but still allows you to pay your dues into the game of entrepreneurship, into the game of being a business owner, right? We're thinking about longevity. We're thinking about sustainability. We're thinking about the bigger picture. And in order to do that, you still have to do the things that you don't want to do if it's going to further the company. Now, I'm not saying compromise your morals or your boundaries. I'm not telling you you got to take client calls at random times, or that you got to answer your clients 24/7. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the things that, you know, maybe you don't like sales, right? Like, maybe you don't like sales calls, but you might need to pay your dues and do those sales calls until you can hire somebody else to help you do them, or until you build up enough offer awareness that you don't have to do sales calls anymore because people just come into your offer off of the strength of your messaging, right? Off of the strength of your copy, off of the strength of your sales page, right? But it takes some time. You have to do your dues to get there, Okay. My day just woke up, so I gotta dash, but I hope you got my point. And I just want to encourage you, like, baby, I know you don't like all of it, but just do it anyway. There will come a time where you will be able to outsource it, where you'll be able to remix it and do something else, or where you have built your brand and your messaging and your all your assets up to a point that now you're not having to do those things that you don't really enjoy doing. All right, boo thing, that's it for this one. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.